here on 93 XRT. We're on Thursday mornings at 7:15 a.m. Our movie reviewer emerges to delight us with a movie review of something he's seen recently. He's going to review A Quiet Place.
Quiet Place. That movie freaks me out.
Well, the commercials for that movie freak you out because you can't see. You're not allowed to see it, Mary Dixon.
No.
Give you bad dreams.
If I have to think about anyone in my family being quiet enough to survive an attack from scary monsters,
we're dead. Maybe that's an angle you could use in the future. Listen, this, I didn't tell you kids, but this house is really haunted. Shh, you can't make a sound.
I did try that once.
It didn't work.
When they were very little. It only worked for a limited time.
Yeah.
In the long run, not an effective strategy.
We'll find out about the movie at 7:15 when we go to the show with the regular guy right now. It's time for the news. Here's Mary Dixon.
Six people are without a home following a fire last night in a two-flat in the 1200 block of South Millard. Nobody's hurt after a fire severely damaged a Hinsdale mansion yesterday. Nearly 100 firefighters were called to put it out. Police in Peoria have arrested a 16-year-old boy in connection to the deadly shooting of a Bradley University student from Chicago and another person early Sunday. Northbrook Village trustees are the latest to discuss a ban on assault weapons. Similar restrictions have been approved in Deerfield and Highland Park. President Trump says an attack on Syria could take place very soon or not so soon at all. This in a tweet this morning after yesterday's Twitter warning to Russia to get ready for a missile attack on its ally Syria, suggesting imminent retaliation for last weekend's suspected chemical weapons attack. California Governor Jerry Brown says his state's National Guard troops will be on the border, but they won't work with federal immigration enforcement officers because they take federal funding to help fight transnational crime, not for immigration enforcement. People who stay up late are more likely than morning people to have a variety of health problems and to die sooner. Researchers at Northwestern University tracked nearly a 500,000 adults, including early birds and night owls, over more than 6 years. Those who routinely stayed up late were 10% more likely to die sooner than those who went to bed early. They write in the journal Chronobiology International that night owls were also more likely to have diabetes, neurological disorders, psychological problems, digestive issues, and trouble breathing.
What if you're a night owl who also gets up really, really early?
Well,
that's probably healthy then, right?
Maybe that's another study. Let's let's call up the folks at Northwestern.
They don't need to do a study. They just have to call into 93XRT and ask a couple questions.
I'm sure some Wildcats are listening. Give us a jingle. 701 on XRT. This afternoon, the Cubs host Pittsburgh after beating them 13-5. Ian Happ with a pinch-hit two-run homer. Javi Baez, two home runs in his second straight game. White Sox beat the Rays 2-1 at G-Rate. Matt Davidson with the winning two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth. Tonight, they travel to Minneapolis. And it's the end of the NBA regular season, and that means the end for the Bulls, who lost to the Pistons in their final game at home, 119-87. Partly sunny and breezy today. Highs in the upper 60s, cooler by the lake. Chance of rain tonight, a low in the low 40s. And tomorrow, chance of rain and a high in the low 70s. It's 54 at the lake, 57 at Midway, and 56 degrees at O'Hare.
We'll give you some psychic real estate advice next.